Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you aboard tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio. What an honor and a privilege it is to share the Word of God with you tonight. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson. I've been off the air for a couple of weeks due to some family situations, but we thank God for blessing us to be right back here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, verse 24. We just want to remind you that no matter what you're going through, the Lord will see us through. This is Wednesday night, March 11, 2015. This is the 70th day of the year. That means we have exactly 295 days left in this year. We honor the Lord for his faithfulness, and we thank him for blessing us to be able to come again and share the word, saying that we can't do this on our own. It's the Lord that's graced us with this opportunity, and we just want to just share the word and lift your spirit up. Tonight, we're going to invite you to go with us to Deuteronomy in a little bit. But we just want to give you these reminders that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. What a blessing and a privilege it is to share. God is so good in spite of us. He's still good to us. And so we thank him. Tonight we want to invite you to go with us as we approach God in prayer. And we know that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. There is nothing too hard for him. Nothing too hard for him. If we can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to share your word. Lord, we ask that you will lead us and guide us what we should say and what we should do. Lord, we thank you for forgiving us for all our sins. We confess that we have sinned and fallen short. God, we thank you for delivering us. For your word declared, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Father, we just thank you right now that we are the righteousness of God. For Jesus Christ himself, he who knew no sin, became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. So, Lord, we thank you that your word will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. And then, O God, we ask you to be merciful to us and continue to bless us, lead us in all that we undertake to do. We thank you and we give you glory. We give you all the praise for the victory. Oh, we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Tonight, if you have your Bibles, we want to invite you to go with us to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And we're going to go exactly verses 1 through 14 for our main text tonight. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And verses 1 through 14 for our main text. And we'll have side scriptures, additional ones to help us, but we're going to start there. In the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, deal with the blessing that was spoken over the children of Israel, and we can take these blessings for ourselves. In the 28th chapter, beginning at verse 1, the scripture said, And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Now, let's take this verse slowly again. Notice it again with me. He said, it shall come to pass, and if thou, if it's a small word, it's a condition, implies condition, if thou shalt hearken, pay attention, hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Notice he said, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. If we are paying attention and doing that which is right in his sight, he says that if we were diligently, carefully, do it earnestly with all that we got in us. If we were diligently hearken, if we were hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now he says two things. He says to observe. Observing, that means somebody's watching. And then he says, and to do. So he said to observe and to do. That means to observe, watch, and to do, which put it in practice. All his commandments, the Bible says, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Only the Lord can take you from a low place. In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 136, verse 23, who remember us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. But the latter part of that verse, he says that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. So, we are given the opportunity to do those things God has instructed us to do. And we can do it, and when we obey God, we'll find God's blessings upon us. We'll find, this word blessing is not things, it is a empowerment to prosper. It means happy. So it is necessary for us to obey the whole counsel of God. Not just do the part we like, but we got to do all of it. Obedience. Doing those things that are right in his sight. Now, when we talk about obedience, it's so much into obeying God. But If we choose to obey, that means do, put it in practice, not only just watch, you know, but to do it, put it in practice, then God will bless us. Now, because of human nature, it can happen along the way, and it will cause you to make you consider your ways. But we have to understand that if we please God by obeying him, he will bless us. The Bible tells us, James chapter 1, verse 22, but be ye doers of the word, not only hearers, deceiving yourselves. So we have to understand that obedience brings blessings and empowerment to prosper. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 and 16, the Bible declares this, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. So it's four choices. He says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. And that I command thee this day to love the Lord, to love the Lord thy God. The Bible declares to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whether thou goest to possess it. So it is so precious just for us to obey the word of the Lord. Considering obedience again in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 18. And thou shall do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. One of the things I'm so grateful for is that we serve a God who is merciful. He's merciful. The scripture declares unto us in Lamentations 3:22, it's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Why? Because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So we see here, back in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, and verse 1 again, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, watch, and to do, put it in practice, all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. So here's the condition. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, that's the condition. He said, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Number 3, the Bible says, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. So that's the first two things he says. Blessed shall thou be in the city. Blessed shall thou be in the field or in the country. Wherever you go, there's an empowerment to prosper. There's an empowerment to achieve all is well. Verse 4, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. That means your children are going to be blessed. And the fruit of the ground and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind and the flock of thy sheep. We'll be like Job. You know, the Bible talks about how Job was a blessed man. He was a rich man, the richest man in all the East. He was blessed with sheep and cattle and oxen and asses, and he was blessed. He had 10 children, 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he was truly blessed. So the Bible says, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. 5 areas out of that 4th verse. Then verse 5, he said, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. That means your cabinets. Your cabinets will be well plenished. Full. You not just have enough for yourself, but you have enough to bless somebody else. Verse 6, the Bible declares, blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. But notice all these blessings hinges off verse 1 and 2. He said, all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Verse 7. The Bible says, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. You have any enemies? You have anybody that tried to get on your nerves? That very last one. But the Bible says that the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The scripture says, verse 8, that the Lord shall command the blessings upon thee. What about thy house? And in all thou set thy hand unto. That means your work, your labor. The Lord shall cause. Not only cause, but the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee. In thy storehouse. Storehouse has got an S on it, plural, more than one. And in all that thou set thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Now, he says it again, the Lord shall, notice it again, the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep or guard, keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his way. So important for us to do that which God has chosen us to do. Now, understand this, ladies and gentlemen, that talking about keeping God's way, it takes faith to do that. You may recall in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So without faith, it's impossible to please. This word please means to walk. You walk. Whatever we need, we can trust God to deliver. We can trust God to provide. And even when it comes to us living holy, you know, it's not just a bunch of rules. It's just making wise choices. And when we make those wise choices, God will empower us to prosper. In 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, you may recall the Apostle Peter was talking about the standard of holiness. For consider what he says in 1 Peter chapter 1, and we'll begin around the 13th verse. The Bible declares this in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 13. The Bible says, wherefore, the loins of your mind be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Notice that one more time. Verse 13, wherefore, gird up the loins, He says, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. And if you're sober, you're not like a drunk man. A drunk man is not aware of what's going on. He let everything go on around him because he's not aware of his circumstances. But when you are sober, you are aware. And then he says, after he says, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you. When? At the revelation of Jesus Christ. Obedient children. Notice the word is written to the saints. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That word conversation is conduct. Everything you do, your behavior. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And we know that's found true in Leviticus chapter 11, verses 44 and 45. That's Leviticus 11, 44. Verse 45 as well, and also Leviticus 10:10, just for your references. So that was verse 9 of Deuteronomy 28. He says, the Lord shall establish thee a holy people to himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God, and walk in his way. The Bible says, verse Deuteronomy 28 and verse 10, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of. People will honor you, respect you when you hold your standing and your hope in Christ, your testimony in Christ. Praise God. Verse 11, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous and good in the fruit of thy body and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Notice verse 11 again. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in good. So you got more than enough. In the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. What he promised the people, ancients, the people of old, he'll bring it to pass now. Verse 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thine hand. It says, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Notice it again. The Bible said, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land, wind, in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. That's a promise. And the Lord shall make thee the head, not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. So between verses 3 and 13, you see all the blessings that's for us if we obey, if we hearken, if we pay attention, if we mind. When we was coming, they said, mind your adults. That means pay attention to what they say. So verse 13 again. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them, thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I have commanded thee this day, to the right hand nor to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. I want you to know that it is not always obedient or easy to obey, but it's a decision. You have to decide that you want to do it. And the more you begin to love the Lord, the more you want to obey him. When you want things to work and come in line with the word of God, then you surrender your will, because you understand that if you're following the will of the flesh, you cannot prosper. The Bible declares in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Notice, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the Son of God. So it's so important for us to say yes. Yes to your will. Yes, Lord, we trust you. Yes, we know you'll bring us out. Yes, we know there's nobody like you. Because all we got to do is trust you. All we got to do is keep on believing. Cast all our cares upon him, knowing that he cares just for us. In Galatians chapter 3, notice what the Apostle Paul has said. Galatians 3 and the 13th verse. The Bible declares, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. The blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Notice that again. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Notice, this is a work of faith. And it takes something to obey. Because the Bible said faith without words is dead. So it's not just enough to talk the talk, but we got to walk it. But when we start thinking about obedience, all we got to do is consider what God has done for us. Consider how he brought us out before. And just like he brought the children of Israel out, he'll bring us out. All we got to do is believe his report. Believe his report. In Joshua chapter 1, when they were changing guards, you know, Moses had died. Joshua was coming on the scene. The Bible declares in Joshua 1, verse 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto thee, as I said unto Moses. Verse 3 again. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. What did he give them? The Bible said, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittite, unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. He says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, he declared, nor forsake thee. Now notice that he said, there shall not any man stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and have a good courage. Why did he say, be strong and have a courage? He said, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe, see, to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand, nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law, the Bible declares, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Then the Lord asked this question, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and have a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Why? For the Lord thy God is with thee. How long? Or when? Whithersoever thou goest. So the Lord asked again, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and have a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Father, we thank you tonight for what you have done. Thank you for allowing us to share the word tonight. With these, your people, those who will listen to this on the download, Lord God, be pleased to bless. Thank you that your word is sanctifying, your word is true. Oh God, thank you that your word will not return void, but it shall accomplish that which you please. And it should prosper in the thing whereto you have sent it. God, we love you and appreciate you. Oh, God, may your word quicken us, Lord, and we'll be vessels of honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Oh God, help us and strengthen us. Remove from us, oh God, things that are wicked, who people, places, and things that will hinder us from doing your will. Oh Lord God, we pray that you will help. We thank you for being our strength. And we love you and appreciate you. We thank you, Father. We give you glory. For you are worthy to be praised. We pray this all in Jesus' name. May your word transform every life of every believer, every person, man, woman, boy, and girl who will listen to this broadcast. Oh God, do it for your glory. And we'll always be sure to give your name praise, glory, and honor. And we say thank you. Well, we pray this all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Certainly we thank God for the word of God tonight. We thank God for providing. Thank God for making a way, because he is the way. Just want to remind you that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you would desire to listen to this as a download, remember that you can visit us on the web by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus. That's spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. There you can listen to the night show, or you also can pull down any previous ones at your convenience. If you desire to correspond with us, please do so by writing us Elder Thomas Williamson or Prayer of Faith Ministries. That's Elder Thomas Williamson or Prayer of Faith Ministries. P.O. Box 1289. That's P.O. Box 1289. So that's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. That's Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. If you desire to call us, you may do so by dialing 601-502-1150. That is 601-502-1150. We also solicit your prayers, because when you pray for us, we'll be able to surrender and trust God that he'll use us for the people good, but for his glory. I want y'all to know I appreciate you all praying for me. We'll believe in God for great and mighty things to come in the days ahead. He's just so faithful. In Numbers chapter 6, verse 24, the Bible said, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." This is Elder Thomas Williams reminding you all to be encouraged. We'll be right back here, if the Lord will, on Friday night, lifting up the name of Jesus. We love you so much. Once again, thank you for the honor of having me come in and share with you by phone or Skype. What a blessing from the Lord. Have a great night, everyone. We love you in Jesus' name. Good night, everybody.